Hello and welcome once again to 7 Minutes with God, a compilation of short sermons to begin or end your day. And now, 7 Minutes with God. You know, there seems to be a problem here, especially with Christians. Now, we know if you're not a Christian, and I hope you realize this too, if you're not a Christian, you're not covered by the cleansing blood of Jesus Christ because you haven't received Him. You haven't believed and trusted in Him as your Savior. And you have to do that in order to get to heaven. Okay? You have to repent and receive Christ. Okay. Now, some people have said, well, you know, okay, I'm saved, and they know they're saved. Yes, they are, and I know I feel the same way too. But, you know, we're saved in a spiritual sense. Our soul is guaranteed eternity and glory with Jesus Christ. Once we receive Christ, we become Christians, we receive Him, we acknowledge His presence in our lives, and we realize we're under His blood. We're cleansed. He is a propitiation. He is the one who has advanced us to the adoption of sons to the Father. What a wonderful feeling that is. But sometimes, even Christians have a tendency to think, well, you know, I still sin. You know I sin. I do things I shouldn't do, and I even repeat them. Well, I'm not saying don't worry about it, because it's not a good thing to do. But we all do it, and in some measure, because we're still in this old flesh, this old body. Now, we are saved, like I said, spiritually, and our bodies, well, when the rapture of Christ takes place, then our bodies will be changed. This old sinful flesh will be changed like unto His glorious body. It will no longer be sinful because it can't go to heaven if it's sinful. But in the meantime, we have to put up with it. We have to try and through prayer ask God to help us not to be in these, not to carry on in our sinful ways. Have you ever wondered about that? In Romans 8, verse 10, we read, "And if Christ be in you, if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the spirit is life because of righteousness." You see, when Jesus looks at us, when God looks upon us, He doesn't see our sin. All He sees is the blood of Jesus Christ, which is applied to us because we believed in the redemptive power of Jesus Christ and what He did at Calvary. That's all God sees. That's the only way we can commune with Him. Because we are His. Now, these old bodies, they may keep us away from gaining all the greatness that God wants to bestow upon us. But nonetheless, they don't have any effect at all on our salvation. None whatsoever. So if you're really worried about that, then I would ask that you get on your knees and that you would ask God through prayer every day to strengthen you against these evil things that come against your flesh. He's already accepted you spiritually, but you and me and all who are under the blood are still suffering this tremendous weakness, and that is our bondage. We are weak. We cannot fend for ourselves. We've given ourselves over to Christ. Romans 3:23 says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." We have that gift. But if you're not saved, if you haven't received Christ, then you must hear that the wages of sin is death. Okay? That is the wage that you will have to pay. Death. But it won't be just death in the grave. It'll be death forever in the fires of hell. And you don't want to go there. Oh, I pray for you, dear soul. I pray for all of you that you will have a change of heart, a change of mind. If you don't belong to Jesus Christ, if you haven't received Him as your Savior, that you will do so now. Do it quickly, because tomorrow may be too late. I urge you, join us now in the family of God. Please. And thank you.